Welcome to the Rehab Your Life podcast. I am your host, Karen Malone, and I am a certified rehabilitation counselor dedicated to helping you rehab your life. Each week, I will be interviewing people to talk about how they have overcome struggles, and I will also share valuable information about a topic that will help you to move forward in your journey. I will also share tools and resources and any nuggets that I have found along the way. I will be challenging you to change your perspective, because when you change your thinking, you can change your life. This episode was sponsored by Carolyn Todd, an independent wellness advocate of doTERRA, an essential oils company changing the world one drop at a time, providing the purest, highest quality essential oils and products. Her goal is to empower you and your loved ones with health and wellness. To learn more about working with Carolyn, check out her website at http://mydoterra.com/Carolyn Todd. Hey guys, thank you so much for returning to another episode of the Rehab Your Life podcast. This is season 3, episode number 7. This episode, I will share a little bit about my recovery and give some shout outs to my medical team, and also share some information about Women's History Month, which is March, and discuss the COVID-19 vaccines. So let's get started. So, on the last episode, I was recording it from the TEER Rehabilitation Center in Katy, Texas. I was in between treatment sessions because they do not play with you over there. As soon as you arrive, it is about getting you up and moving towards your rehabilitation goals. So I would like to shout out to Dr. Ebekwe, who was the lead physician for my care, and a part-time weekend nurse named Renata, who took really good care of me when I first got there and was unable to walk on my own. Along with her patient care aide, they gave me a bath and helped me to get dressed with dignity. I told her personally that I appreciated the way that she took care of me, and I told management before I left, but I just wanted to shout her out on the podcast. So I returned home this past Thursday, and I am on the mend. I am getting used to being back in my own space, and I'm excited to be home. I'm actually doing more for myself than I thought that I would, but I'm also taking it easy. I will not overdo it and injure myself. But I'll be honest and say that it hurts to just have clothes on, and the wind from my fan hurts, and just, you know, it, your body going through something like that is really impacted in so many different ways. But I'm moving up and down the stairs independently. I'm getting dressed and putting my own clothes on independently, making my own food. And so I am definitely on the mend. I also would like to thank everyone for all of their well wishes and gifts that I received. I want to send out a special thank you to my church, Bear Creek Baptist Church in Katy, Pastor David and BJ Welch, some of the staff there, Miss Candy McLaughlin and Miss Phyllis Ash, who is one of the Bible study teachers who really has taken me in as her sister in Christ. And they have all just been there for me and checking on me, and I really appreciate it. Now, I want to give a big hug and shout out to my doctor, Dr. Omar Madriz, who I, you know, at this point call a friend, because I've been able to call on him on several occasions for assistance when other doctors did not listen. And so I just want to thank him for listening to my concerns and actually coordinating the care that I needed in this situation. I believe that God was using him throughout my life, as he was the doctor that did my original surgery for when I had the cancer. And so Dr. Madriz, you will forever be a very special person to me. And I just wanted to thank you. So before I start crying or doing anything like that, let's get on to the show. So let's talk about Women's History Month. Each year, March is designated Women's History Month by presidential proclamation. The month is set aside to honor women's contributions in American history. So Women's History Month began as a local celebration in Santa Rosa, California. The Education Task Force of the Sonoma County in California, Commission on the Status of Women, planned and executed a Women's History Week celebration all the way back in 1978. The organizers selected the week of March 8th to correspond with International Women's Day. The movement spread across the country as other communities initiated their own Women's History Week celebrations the following year. In 1980, a consortium of women's groups and historians led the National Women's History Project, which is now the National Women's History Alliance. Successfully, they lobbied for national recognition, and in February of 1980, President Jimmy Carter issued the first presidential proclamation declaring the week of March 8, 1980 as National Women's History Week. Subsequent presidents continued to proclaim a National Women's History Week in March until 1987, when Congress passed Public Law 100-9, designating March as the Women's History Month. So between 1988 and 1994, Congress passed additional resolutions requesting and authorizing the president to proclaim March of each year as Women's History Month. So since 1995, each president has issued an annual proclamation designating the month of March as Women's History Month. The National Women's History Alliance selects and publishes the yearly theme. The theme for Women's History Month in 2021 captures the spirit of these challenging times. Since many of the women's suffrage centennial celebrations originally scheduled for 2020 were curtailed, the National Women's History Alliance is extending the annual theme for 2021 to Valiant Women of the Vote, Refusing to be Silenced. And so I did some additional research, and I've included a link to the History Channel online where they highlight five Black suffragists, and I will share a little bit of information about one of the ladies that is highlighted. Her name is Mary Church Terrell. She lived from 1863 to 1954. Mary Church Terrell was one of the first Black women to earn a college degree. Pushed out of the mainstream suffrage movement by white leaders, Black suffragists through the 1800s founded their own clubs in cities across the U.S., along with church-based organizing. The club movement was the foundation for so much activism by Black women in their communities. With the creation of the National Association of Colored Women in 1896, Mary Church Terrell and co-founder Josephine St. Pierre Ruffin became instrumental in consolidating Black suffrage groups across the country. Their agenda went beyond women's enfranchisement, addressing issues of job training, equal pay, educational opportunity, and child care for African Americans. Terrell, an educator, writer, and organizer, also focused her work on fighting lynching, Jim Crow segregation, and convict leasing, a system of forced penal labor. The daughter of formerly enslaved people who became successful business owners in Memphis, Tennessee, Terrell was one of the first Black women to obtain a college degree, earning both a bachelor's and master's degree from Oberlin College. She also became the first Black woman appointed to the Washington, D.C.'s Board of Education and led a successful campaign to desegregate the city's hotels and restaurants. In an 1898 address to the National American Women's Suffrage Association, she summarized her life work, seeking no favors because of our color, no patronage because of our needs. We knock at the bar of justice, asking an equal chance. I love that. So to learn more about her and the other suffragists that are highlighted on the History Channel, you can go to www.history.com/news/black-suffragist-19-amendment. And lastly, you know that I live here in Texas in the Houston area, and it's been on the news, on the world news, that our governor has lifted the mask mandate. Let me take a swig of water. And so I really try not to speak my political views very often, either on here or just in general, but I believe that this is foolish, reckless, and dangerous behavior by a government official. I would like to please urge you to continue to wear your mask. I had COVID back in December, and I had this freak infection and situation. And so there are a lot of us out there with weakened immune systems, and we still have to go out and get groceries and pick up our prescriptions, etc. And so, you know, we were just told to wear double masks like a couple weeks ago before I got sick. So come on, state of Texas, you know, what are we doing? There's a lot of people that really never wanted to wear the mask to begin with. But when we started to wear the mask, we did start to see progress. So it is way too soon to stop wearing the mask. So I just want to encourage everyone to continue wearing your mask, continue to wash your hands. You know, if you so choose to even wear gloves when you're moving around, especially when you're pumping gas, that's one of the things that I try to do. So let's talk about the vaccine. So I just want to be clear, because in conversations that I've had with family and friends, you know, there's some confusion, I believe, in reference to whether or not you would get COVID if you had the vaccine. So let's be clear. The vaccine is not going to keep you from getting the virus, but what it will do is lessen your symptoms by the percentage that the manufacturer is saying. So, for instance, Moderna and Pfizer are around the 92 to 95%. So that means that if you were to get it, your symptoms would be 92 to 95% less impactful if you were to get it. And so with the Johnson & Johnson, it's around 75%. So if you were to get it, then you would experience 75% less of the symptoms than you normally would if you had not been vaccinated. So I just want that clarification. I don't want people to think, well, I got the vaccine, now I can go out here and do whatever. No, you still need to social distance. You still need to wear your mask. You still need to wash your hands. So it is not the time to lower our guards or just go back to pre-pandemic life. Let's be clear about that. There is no such thing as pre-pandemic life. Things have changed forever. There is no just going back to having these really large gatherings where nobody's wearing masks, nobody's social distancing. So let me get off of that horse. That's all that I have for you today. And I'm so looking forward to engaging with you guys more as I continue to recover. So I will put out another post next week. Talk to you then. Start.
Oh.
Go ahead.
So I would just like to say, for anyone who's listening, now we talked a lot about me and my path to get here, but from a work perspective on what we offer, if anyone out there is listening who wants to get their book written or has an idea for a product, you know, our goal is to make it really easy for the first-time author, the first-time product, you know, developer. If you are interested in creating something fun, whether you're an artist or you have a story to tell, you know, let us know. I think this publishing world can be a little intimidating, and I want to try to make that not. So it's like you said, Karen, we try to make it easy. You know, we try to make it really user-friendly, and you don't have to print a lot. We can literally print one. So if you're interested in doing something like that, please take a look at our website.
And so tell everyone your website and your social media handles for whatever, if you're on Instagram or Facebook.
Yep. So our website's vervante.com. And I think you can find us on both Facebook and Instagram at Vervante. I've been blessed to build this business over the last 21 years with word of mouth. So we don't do a lot of marketing or social media. We do have a blog and a website. We do a newsletter. So you check out our website. I think you get most of the information there.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
This episode is sponsored by my book, Lose to Win. It's all about my journey as a believer, going through the hardest times of my life, the loss of my child, battling cancer twice, and much more. I share tangible tips on how I managed to keep my sanity through it all. It's available on Amazon.com. I hope that you pick up a copy today. And there, so you have it. I hope that you enjoyed this episode of the Rehab Your Life podcast. Be sure to like, comment, and share this episode with your friends. Please subscribe to my podcast so that you can get the latest episodes. Also, check me out on Facebook and Instagram at Rehab Your Life and the number 2. I hope that you have a blessed week. Goodbye for now.